The Bet by Anton Chekhov. It was a dark autumn night. The old banker was walking up and down his study, and remembering how, 15 years before, he had given a party one autumn evening. There had been many clever men there, and there had been interesting conversations. Among other things, they had talked of capital punishment. The majority of the guests, among whom were many journalists and intellectual men, disapproved of the death penalty. They considered that form of punishment out of date, immoral, and unsuitable for Christian states. In the opinion of some of them, the death penalty ought to be replaced everywhere by imprisonment for life.
"I don't agree with you," said their host, the banker. "I have not tried either the death penalty or imprisonment for life, but if one may judge a priori, the death penalty is more moral and more humane than imprisonment for life. Capital punishment kills a man at once, but lifelong imprisonment kills him slowly. Which executioner is the more humane, he who kills you in a few minutes, or he who drags the life out of you in the course of many years?"
"Both are equally immoral," observed one of the guests, "for they both have the same object, to take away life. The state is not God. It has not the right to take away what it cannot restore when it wants to."
Among the guests was a young lawyer, a young man of 25. When he was asked his opinion, he said,
"The death sentence and the life sentence are equally immoral, but if I had to choose between the death penalty and imprisonment for life, I would certainly choose the second. To live anyhow is better than not at all."
A lively discussion arose. The banker, who was younger and more nervous in those days, was suddenly carried away by excitement. He struck the table with his fist and shouted at the young man,
"It's not true! I'll bet you 2 million you wouldn't stay in solitary confinement for 5 years."
"If you mean that in earnest," said the young man, "I'll take the bet, but I would stay not 5, but 15 years.
15? Done!" cried the banker. "Gentlemen, I stake 2 million.
"Agreed. You stake your millions, and I stake my freedom," said the young man.
And this wild, senseless bet was carried out. The banker, spoilt and frivolous, with millions beyond his reckoning, was delighted at the bet. At supper he made fun of the young man, and said,
"Think better of it, young man, while there is still time. To me, 2 million is a trifle, but you are losing 3 or 4 of the best years of your life. I say 3 or 4 because you won't stay longer. Don't forget either, you unhappy man, that voluntary confinement is a great deal harder to bear than compulsory. The thought that you have the right to step out in liberty at any moment will poison your whole existence in prison. I am sorry for you."
And now the banker, walking to and fro, remembered all this, and asked himself, "What was the object of that bet? What is the good of that man's losing 15 years of his life, and my throwing away 2 million? Can it prove that the death penalty is better or worse than imprisonment for life? No, no. It was all nonsensical and meaningless. On my part, it was the caprice of a pampered man, and on his part, simple greed for money.